changed.
Some ways in that change.
Plumber in Tent City, Mr. President. If I could ask you one simple question, is how could you make Timothy Guyton ahead of the Treasury? You know what? Never mind, I get it. You don't even have to say. You're just a spokesman, right? Same snake, new face, and the Hope for Change campaign. Seriously, that was clever, because hope is just a word, and you're the best lie ever. That's 16 months and you start bringing him back, but you haven't. You've expanded. Now you're trying to pass a draft. You said you cared about our families, but now it's clear to see that you don't give a fuck about us. All you care about is wealth, not peace, not dreams. Certainly not me, but I don't see you as my chief. You're just a white collar thief, another Tavistock production, trilateral connection, a Bilderberg commercial, and kissing just little messenger. I heard you with Kennedy, yes. I'm thinking more like Mussolini with the youth brigades and Stasi. I just call him out, see him, and say, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. What? I just got one more question. Hey, Obama, where you taking?
For the righteous man, the sort of people invite this man to make newer policies, the same laws that never will see. Step to support righteous man. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand. Yeah, a black man in a white place, yo. The Uncle Tom of my space, yeah. Yo, I'm glad I went and said it. I'll say it and I'll say it loud, yo. Fuck the president. No sucker boo, this silly cat's trying to rob you. Yo, say what, yo, what you mean he trying to get us? An intelligent black man, I think you're jealous. Yo, sucker, please go do your research. The big new and Kissinger were his teachers. Yo, why you gotta go and hate on a brother? You know that's what they want us to do to each other. Yo, true that, but the truth takes precedence. All anyone can really do is weigh the evidence. And if you can't see the Wall Street cronies claiming all the turf for themselves and they homies, then you about to get jacked for your home. When you out on the street and you can't get a loan, and catch you thinking, would you do it again? Give your vote to a black man just because he said he was a righteous man.
The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies, the same laws you never will see. Step to support righteous man. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh, no, you're not the righteous man, no, no. Oh, no, you're not the righteous man, no.
Yeah. All right. Today is Tuesday. My fantasy teams did not do well. Last night, I did not have a good night for fantasy football. I was not pleased about the whole thing. But hey, here I am, still living and breathing and kicking. Today's date is 10-11-11 AD. Beautiful. Old Town Alexandria. Yep. United States of America. Planet Earth. Third planet from the sun, and I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones, and you're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Tonight's show is going to be a mix of things that are going on. First, the Senate has voted on President Obama's to have debate on President Obama's jobs bill, and it has been roundly defeated by both Republicans and Democrats. And so now he's changed his tune, come down from that cocky stance, and said that he's going to go ahead and accept his bill piecemeal, someone used the term smorgasbord, but I think buffet is the word we use nowadays. I know when I was a kid, smorgasbord was the word I used, but now it's buffet, and maybe that's what it should have been all along. Should Obama fire current staff and hire a new team in order to win re-election? One wonders. And that's the question that's being asked on the Fox Nation tonight. And Cain, my main man, Herman Cain, is under attack from prominent African Americans like, most of the structure has been, like Harry Belafonte, people like that. They're kind of giving him a little bit of grief for actually, standing up for what he believes in. Never mind that Cain is a success story for African Americans and everybody else who seeks the American dream in this world. I got a nice opinion poll. I'd like to read to you guys or recount to you guys. Obama soon to be unemployed. And but first, I want to really get into the topic for tonight, and that is America, the American people never really fell for the Obama magic, this whole Messiah complex that Obama has had. The heartland really never got involved. And has never been overrated or enamored with President Obama, which is why, he went out into that area in the nice, fine black Batmobile-style bus that was made and purchased in Canada and did the tour, because he needs to shore up those folks in order to get re-election. But now what we have here is a situation where the Obama administration is on its heels all the way around. The magic is gone. It's where he looked to be a shoo-in for re-election and possibly more. He's now on life support. And what's not being helped is a situation where he and other prominent Democrats are supporting this movement for folks to this socialist movement in places like New York City, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and other places, asking the rich to pay more. And now we even have these liberal nut jobs going out to rich people's homes and picketing outside their homes. I have no idea what that is supposed to accomplish. I know that if folks came out to my home and set one toe on my property, they'd be hell to pay, and I'd be all over the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock news. But no, they would know better than that. But they're now going out to people's homes, the so-called wealthy, the rich, the most prominent wealthy people, and they're going out to picket or to voice their concerns, or I'm not really sure what their goal is here, but they're planning to go out, and now they have the protests going on in Boston and other cities, and there's nothing but violence. I can't understand where they think this is all going, and why would Democrats get on board with this? But we've got agitators out there, folks who are playing this whole thing up. It's time for revolution. We've got Van Jones rearing his ugly head again, talking about revolution. And I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to this clown talk about revolution and change. And it's a big old mess. But hey, I tell you what, listen for yourself. And because I think that you'll probably get a really big kick out of this. This lunacy coming from these folks. I think it's amazing. I think it's funny. I think it's humorous. I think it's tragic, until somebody actually gets hurt, that is. But right now, they're just a bunch of no-good bums who are just kind of having a great time being ne'er-do-wells, and it's, there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, throw them in jail if they get out of hand. That's what I say. But, hey, we'll be right back. Take a listen to this.
Bottom up and inside out. Are things in our country so bad that it might actually be time for a revolution? The answer, obviously, is yes. The only question is how to do it.
The only way that can happen is for the hand and the hand more. Stop hoarding
what
they got and start sharing what they got with the
half-nots. What about the outrage of the people? I mean, I keep getting back to that. If you look at Europe, I mean, for crying out loud, they had 100,000 people in Belgium out on the streets. Also in Ireland, 100,000, thousands, hundreds, you know, 20,000 students in the UK. France, they practically shut the place down. Greece, they turned the place upside down for months, and that is still going on. So are we too complacent here in the United States? I mean, sitting back and waiting for President Obama, who has always been a moderate, he never put himself forward as anything more than a moderate, to do what we as the people and the movement should be doing.
Inside that minimum demand was a very radical kernel that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, you know, complete revolution was on the table for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism where, you know, at least we're not, you know, fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough.
Well, no, I guess it won't be. But who are these people? Who are they going to have enough? How many people is it going to take to spark a revolution where capitalism is overthrown and America falls into some sort of eco-capitalism where we're asked to share the wealth, to share our things? Because I just don't see it. I mean, you've got a few hundred people here and a few hundred people there. Is that how it starts? With a few hundred people? Are we going to see a revolution in this country where we are, where America is fundamentally transformed? Is it going to be a situation where it just takes a few? Because clearly, Obama and this administration and a great many Democrats are in league with these protesters. Have we gotten to the point where we're going to see all-out revolution? And will it be a bloodless revolution? Or will there be violence? America is a nation, a violent nation. We got a lot of guns. We got a lot of knives. We got a lot of everything. A lot of stuff that we can use to kill our fellow man. Is that what it's going to come to? All-out violence? Is this what the Obama revolution has sparked? The protests right now are turning ugly. It's not your old-fashioned love-in or sit-in from back in the 60s. It's nothing like that. It's violence. It's violence. They're fighting. They're throwing things. I mean, they're channeling the 60s in the worst way. What do they hope to accomplish? Will there be blood in the streets? Now, I predicted this weekend that violence will erupt, and so it has. I take no great pride in that. But what we have here, folks, is a situation where the seeds have been sown. The Obama administration, this president who was supposed to bring us all together, who was supposed to bring in a different way of doing business, a different way of dealing with the political system, I guess he has done that. I suppose one could say that our president has fulfilled his promise. just not the way that a lot of people thought. And so many people are blaming the fact that we have so much trouble here in this country on Obama's race, the fact that he's black. And folks don't want to see a black president succeed, which is nonsense. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Even those people who say that the administration is that race is involved. Obama is causing the breakup of this country, the very fabric of this country. Is this what you guys voted for? What happens when you take everything the rich people have? What happens when you share and redistribute the richest wealth? What happens after that? What then? Is it just a situation where there's just envy? Wealth, envy? You want to take from these people because you believe they've taken from you? What happens when you redistribute their money, their cars, their houses, their furs, their jewelry, all of that? What I think is occurring is a situation where we're having a Cuban-style revolution. That's what these folks want, where this small band of misfits are seeking to overthrow a pretty strong government and take over. Remember, in the 60s, I mean, I was just a baby then myself. In the 50s, early 60s, the casinos were overrun. Everything was taken over by this socialist, Marxist, communist band of misfits. And the country was pretty much running to the ground. The country still hasn't recovered. Even though President Batista at the time ran a corrupt government, folks were living pretty high on the hog, most of the population of Cuba. Now, everybody's dirt poor, except those people who are running the government. Is this what these people are after? Is this their goal, to pretty much ruin the United States of America and turn it into a communist country? Right now, my man Herman Cain is under attack. Chris Christie has endorsed Mitt Romney, which I'm not all that happy about. But hey, it's his right to do that. What I wonder with all of this going on is, what's the end game? What's the end game? Do these people actually believe that these protests are going to bring about redistributive change here in America, such to the extent that we're going to become a socialist country or an eco-capitalist system? Come on. We have people like Kanye West, who visited Occupy Wall Street. Jewelry down. $1,000 pair of jeans he's wearing. How he was able to walk through there without being scoffed at is anybody's guess. But here we have the duality. These people, they have their iPads, their iPhones, their PDAs, all the gadgetry, all the toys. They pretty much worship people who have things, but yet they despise those that have. Here's why I really worry. I don't worry for the rich. They can protect themselves. The rich can defend themselves. But what happens when it gets down to you and me? What happens when it gets down to you and me? The homeowners, the people who pay our bills. We have credit cards, debit cards. We have bank accounts. We're normal people. We make a normal amount of money to sustain ourselves and our families. We do pretty well. What happens when all of the looters have looted the rich and the wealthy and are now coming for you? Because the way I see it, the only way you will survive is if you have nothing for anyone else to take. And is that how you want to live your life? Is that how you want to live the rest of your life in America? With nothing. Because these people won't be satisfied until they have what Al Sharpton has said, and I quote, "We will not rest until everything is equal in everybody's house." Well, that's their goal, to make everything equal in everybody's house. Billy writes in the chat room, anybody that thinks that what's going on today in this country is not a repeat of Nazi Germany, they'd better think again. And you're exactly right, Bill. You're exactly right. What we're having here, and even more so, what we have here is not only a repeat of what happened in Nazi Germany, but also what happened in Cuba. These people believe that a small group of people, I'm thinking they might think there's some Che's out there. These people believe that these very few miscreants, these very few misfits, the dregs of society as I see them, these children are going to reshape this country into a socialist country. But like I started to say, what happens when everything has been redistributed? All the wealthy people, all the rich people, what happens when all of their goods are gone? All of their worldly goods have been redistributed. Who are they coming for next? Think about that. It makes no sense. We've got a situation where things are going to get seriously violent, seriously fast. And I see it as a problem, not just for the wealthy, but for you and me. I see it, the problem between, is a problem that you and I are going to have down the road. If you have anything at all, you stand to lose everything. And as Billy said in the chat room, as he implied, that a lot of what you see here is what happened in Nazi Germany. And to Billy's point, there is a movement, there's a faction within the Occupy Wall Street crowd that are calling out Jewish people, that are blaming Jewish people, anti-Semitism. Some say that anti-Semitism is behind this whole movement. You know, and for me, the jury's still out on that. I have not heard or seen enough evidence to suggest that this is all about the Jewish people. But even so, the economy is probably going to be really bad for the next few years. And at best, you know, at best it's a short-term problem. Lower consumer demand, uncertain housing prices, too much debt, and long-term problems. Wage stagnation, rising healthcare costs, you know, the usual stuff. But realistically, not much is going to be done to address the short-term problems. But we can at least use this, I don't know, winter of recuperation, winter of recovery, to address the country's underlying structural issues. We should do tax reform, fiscal reform, education reform, and political reform, but we can't do any of that because we've got a president in office who doesn't want to see any of that happen. He's focused primarily on being reelected president of the United States and is willing to do almost anything to get that done. What is a sad state of affairs here is that this crowd, this Occupy Wall Street crowd, has no idea why they're there, really. I see the situation is getting worse before it gets any better. Are we entering another 60s style turmoil? Is that what we're going for? Take a listen to this clip from my main man and yours, Glenn Beck.
You cannot tolerate this kind of stuff. You certainly don't encourage it.
I mean, this is beyond provocative.
This is despicable. That's despicable. And one of the things that's so terrible is that these young people, I mean, they all ages are down there now, but early on it was young people. And when the police came and they arrested them and...
All right, first let me go ahead and preface this. You're listening to my main man, Glenn Beck, and he is listening to... We're hearing audio from Al Sharpton and the communist Van Jones on MSNBC. So let's take a listen and hear what these guys have to say, as painful as it may be.
And they were rough with them. The young people were completely nonviolent. And they even said, we are here fighting for you, police officers. We want to make sure your pensions are intact. Mm-hmm. It is despicable to then violence bait them when they have been nothing but peaceful and nonviolent. The people who are dividing America are the people, first of all, who are rigging the game. When you rig a game, you divide the playground. The people who have rigged the game on Wall Street, those are the ones who are dividing America. These young people and struggling people are trying to bring the country back together by fixing the game to make sure that it's fair. The best people in our country right now, the most selfless, are down there on Wall Street, standing up against the most selfish, and they should not be attacked in this way.
It's unbelievable. Now I'm violence baiting. What has happened in the last 2 years about these guys, what they said about the Tea Party? It is incredible to me. The reason why I bring this up, because honestly, I heard this morning and I was angry. And anger is a part of life, but you don't want to feed it. I'm only bringing this up tonight because it is important that you understand the warning that I gave. They keep calling these protesters peaceful. Even though we have pictures of, you know, heads on a pike, that's the head of Goldman Sachs, literally the head of the head of Goldman Sachs. They are marching with signs. Show the one with the queer kids. Why kill yourself when you can kill your parents? They have emailed in death threats we told you about last night to elected officials, but it's peaceful. Let's go back. Sarah Palin used the word target, or actually just did a symbol, target, on a Facebook page for certain election races. It was violent rhetoric and caused Gabby Giffords to be shot. Do you remember how ridiculous this debate was?
She was shot by a violent act, of course, a person using a gun, breaking up a political meeting with a gun, bringing one to a political event, which we saw a lot of during the Tea Party demonstrations, people carrying firearms to political events.
Dangerous, inflammatory words are used with no thought of consequence. All's fair if it makes the point. Worse, some make great profit just fanning the flame.
If Sarah Palin, whose website put and today scrubbed bullseye targets on 20 representatives, including Gabby Giffords, does not repudiate her own part, however tangential, in amplifying violence and violent imagery in American politics.
Stop, I can't take it anymore. Could you just put the head on the pike back up, please? Put the head on the pike. And then put the kill your parents sign up. Are you got to be kidding me, right? It's okay to...
You know, I'm going to stop it right there, because Glenn Beck has it exactly right. You heard that. Now, hey, if you don't have a subscription to Glenn Beck TV, if you don't watch it, I urge you to do so. Because for the simple reason that other than Fox News, Glenn Beck is the only one putting this sort of information out. The head, a mock-up head of Goldman Sachs, Jamie Dimon, on a stick, with a stick going right through the neck to the top of the forehead. That's what the picture looks like. It's very bloody and gory, like something from a horror movie. This is what these folks are all about. And yet, your nightly news, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're not putting that out there. Why kill yourselves when you can kill your parents? Now, yeah, you can chalk a lot of this up to these fringe groups. As you know, there's always a nut job in every crowd. Even in the Tea Party, although I've never seen one. I mean, I've been to countless Tea Party events. I've taken my grandchildren to Tea Party events. And I've never seen any type of violence or any harsh language. It's been extremely peaceful and enjoyable. I mean, I'm being very serious right now. But what we have here with this movement and what the, where the danger lies is they're playing up actually killing other people, harming, hurting other people. Not just redistributive change, not just fundamental transformation of the United States of America into a socialist utopia, but actually killing and punishing and hurting other people in order to meet those ends. Now, well, let's get back to Glenn.
Have this, but a target on a Facebook page for targeting elections. That needs to be denounced. It's okay to actually bring angry mobs today to the homes of the wealthy. Yes, it started today. The protesters now are heading off on a millionaires' march, and they are planning to visit the homes of these rich guys. Ready? Rupert Murdoch. See if you have anything in common with these guys. Rupert Murdoch, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, and conservative billionaire David Koch, also hedge fund manager John Paulson, real estate developer Howard Milstein. Class war always ends the same way, always. It ends with people being dragged into the streets and beaten or killed. It always does. It doesn't matter if it's Mao. It doesn't matter if it's the Nazis. It doesn't matter if it's the missionary of violence, Che. I want you to get this book from the library. I mean, unless you're in New York, we checked it out. This is an amazing book. You want to explain communism? This is it. This documents all of the amazing deaths and how many people died under communism and Marxism. It always ends the same way. And it is always the radical leftists with blood all over their hands. And we've done this kind of scenario before. We are repeating the 1960s. Let me show you these guys. Anybody tell me who these guys are? Anybody here? Anybody?
All right, let's take a quick break from Glenn and get right into it ourselves. You know, Glenn is absolutely right. You know what? What I love about the Glenn Beck Show is it's a mixture of a little bit of opinion, maybe 10% of opinion, 15% humor, and the rest is all fact. And I love that. I love that about Glenn Beck. Now, he's absolutely right. It always ends badly when these people are involved. Take a Tea Party rally, which I've been to many across the country, not just in my home state. Peaceful rallies. People talking. Talking about less government, lower taxes, better representation. And pretty much that's it. Every once in a while, you'll have a guy who's dressed as Uncle Sam, and you'll have something about Obama go home back to Kenya or Chicago or wherever, and you'll have – and I mean that's just the most provocative. And I'm being completely honest here. As a person who has been to many – attended many Tea Party rallies, and that's it. And then we all disperse peacefully, walk a couple of miles to get to your car, and go get some chow and go home. Oh, there's lots of literature being given out for free, and I collect quite a bit of it. Got a lot of it here, a lot of posters and such. And that's it. What we have here with the liberals is violence. Violence and the threat of violence. This is the only way they know how to get their points across. And when Mayor Bloomberg says they can stay as long as they want, as long as they're obeying the law, it makes no sense. He should disperse these people, send them on their way, clear the parks of these people. And it should be done. But you know what? If he does that, I'll take that back. He's going to fuel the flame, fuel the fire if he does that. And there'll be outright violence. This is what those people want. This is what these derelicts, lazy looters want. Ayn Rand talked about it for days. The Fountainhead. Atlas Shrugged, and countless other books. She called this shot. She called this nearly 60 years ago. Let's get back to Glenn.
Buddy, yes.
Oh, I know So well, the one on the left is your answer, huh? Yeah. The one who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy.
Yep. Anybody else? Anybody else? Can't recognize. This is how much trouble we were in, gang. Ciaran, can you tell me where he's from?
He was from Palestine.
Yeah, Palestinian living in Jordan. Okay. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Palestinian living in Jordan, angry. You think that's happening at all? Next guy. This is James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray, can you tell me about him?
That was going to the end.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you about James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray is the guy who killed Malcolm X. Anybody tell me about him? No. I'm sorry.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. James Earl Ray, Martin Luther King. Yeah, this guy. Martin Luther King Jr. killed Martin Luther King Jr. And he was a racist. Okay. Thomas Hagen. Who's Thomas Hagen? Yes.
He assassinated Malcolm X. He was a Brotherhood of Islam.
Nation of Islam. So he was a homegrown domestic killer. Nation of Islam. And the last one is Lee Harvey Oswald. Anybody tell me about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Killed Kennedy.
Killed Kennedy? What about him? Where did he go?
He went to Russia.
He went to Russia. So he was a Marxist, a racist, a Palestinian, and a Nation of Islam. Do you think we have any of those seeds being sown today? Any of them? You bet we do. You can see it coming. The riots in Europe inspired what we're seeing on the streets in Wall Street today.
All right, stop it right there. That's exactly right. But even more so, we have something that is unprecedented in this country's history. The President of the United States of America, pretty much, not outright, but it's implied that he is endorsing what's going on in New York City and other parts of this country. He's pretty much endorsed it. The President of the United States is endorsing and inciting riots and violence. Did you think that you'd ever live to see the day when our president would? No, he did not come out right and say, I endorse what they're doing. I think what they're doing is great. Keep up the good work, guys. No, he didn't. He didn't do that. He said he understood their frustration. He understood how they felt. Of course he does. Of course he does. Because for months, perhaps for the last 2 years, the President of the United States has been demonizing wealthy people, people who are rich, people who have, the haves versus the have-nots. That's what it's all about with him. He's been doing it. I didn't come into office so that I could blah, 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 fat cat bankers. Those people on Wall Street, those corporate jet owners, those rich, the millionaires and billionaires, there's at a certain point he believes that you've made enough money and that he needs to decide, or at some point he's going to decide how much money you're allowed to keep. On and on and on and on. Do you think that this isn't seeping through the young minds made of mush that are the protesters? Do you think that he didn't have a hand in this, even subliminally? Of course he did. Of course he did. The President of the United States has engineered this with his rhetoric. He is the leader of this country. Dare I say it, the father of the country. Instead of saying that this sort of behavior is misplaced and so on, yeah, I can't put words in his mouth. I don't even know what I'd say in a situation like that. But it certainly wouldn't be an endorsement. A tacit endorsement, because that's what we got from the president. What's going to happen to the president's poll numbers? His popularity, not just as a president, a commander-in-chief, but as a person. Once people start being killed, who is he going to blame? The blood is going to be on the president's hands. The blood is going to be on the liberal Congress hands. They are endorsing this behavior. And it never ends well throughout the history of the world. this does not end well for anybody. Now, I know we talk about American exceptionalism and how America is a great country, the greatest country of all. But does anyone believe that we're going to escape violence of epic proportions? That we're going to escape this sort of vitriolic behavior? Calling for murder, not just of other human beings, not just of other people, but their parents. Parents. Why kill yourselves when you can kill your parents? That's what they're. That's a big sign saying that. The heads of rich people. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. But the only way it's going to stop is going to be some serious violence. Now, I predicted that over the course of this weekend, the violence would escalate. I take no great pleasure in that prediction coming true. It's going to get worse. You mark my words. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And you know what? Tune into my main man, Glenn Beck TV. Tune into Fox News. News organizations that are going to report the truth. Because otherwise, you're going to get a slant. So now let's go back to Glenn so he can wrap it up over here with his with this particular segment.
Riots. We told you 2 years ago they were coming because that was the plan. This was the plan for Europe. They turned into this. By the way, the Greek finance minister was attacked on the street, beaten almost to death. So, yes, Van Jones, I do say that radical Marxist revolutionaries beat people on the streets. If you don't like the Greece example, let me show you this one. Does anybody remember Charles and Camilla over here? That's Charles and Camilla in their armored car. They were nearly dragged out of that car in London while bloodthirsty protesters yelled, "Off with their heads." Gang, you need to pay attention and stop listening. Everybody who's in the media right now, everybody's in the media, and just about everybody who's in government is Ray Nagin, telling you, don't worry about it. This storm will pass. Don't listen to them. The billionaire homes of the protest, have you noticed anything about those? They're all conservatives. Apparently, they're not planning any protests, say, on Jeffrey Immelt of GE, a company that didn't pay its fair share. In fact, it didn't pay any taxes. Why not? How about the house of former Enron advisor? Anybody know that Krugman, Paul Krugman, was a former Enron advisor? Yeah, his place isn't on the list, nor is billionaire George Soros. Why isn't his house on the list?
GBTB, the truth lives here.
Indeed it does. Tune in to GBTV and get the word, because I've got it for you right here if you can't get it over there. I'll tell you what, Glenn Beck is right. And the thing is, I play Glenn's clips not only because I work with him from time to time, but, you know, he's right. Glenn Beck calls these things. He calls them sometimes months, years in advance. We have a situation where things are about to get out of hand really fast. And I just wonder how many people are actually paying attention. Who's paying attention? This was the plan, folks. This was the plan all along. Obama cannot run away with re-election. He's not going to run away with it. Southern Sense is in the house. Hey, girl. Tell you what. He has to find other ways. But it's going to backfire on him because there's going to be violence in the streets. He will not be able to blame those fat cats. He's not going to be able to blame capitalism. He's going to take the blame. He's going to take the blame because he has fostered what we're seeing here. Barack Obama has pretty much fostered revolution in this country. He is the author of all of this mischief. Did you think, I'll say it one more time, that by him labeling those fat cat bankers, those corporate jet owners, those millionaires and billionaires, never mind that it was really anybody making $250,000 or more. No, it was those fat cats, those rich people making too much money. This is what happened when we elected a Marxist, a socialist, into the White House. What we have here is a failure on our part. We attempted to live up to America's highest ideals by electing an African-American, a black man, president of the United States. It was all done with good intentions, wasn't it? It was all good. We were going to show ourselves and the whole world that we are advanced. Just 150 so years out of slavery, we have elected a black man president of the United States of America. And look where it's gotten us. I'll take Bill Clinton any day. Hell, I'll take Harry Truman. You got to be kidding me. Does anybody see the irony here? How many of you actually see the irony here? Because it's not going to stop with Jamie Dimon or Rupert Murdoch or any of those so-called rich and wealthy people. As I said, and it bears repeating, what happens when it gets down to you and me? What happens when it gets down, when things come down to you and me? When we have to, when we're the ones who have too much, there's somebody who's going to want what we have. What about your mom, your grandmother, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, anybody you love who somebody else believes has too much and that they need to give back? They need to share their wealth so that everything is equal in everybody's house. Think about that for a minute. Don't just consider the wealthy, the rich. Think about it. It's all going to come down to you and me at some point. At some point, it's going to come down to those greedy capitalists, wherever we are. We're all over the place. It's a sad state of affairs. It's a situation where the president of the United States is putting us all in danger. The president, think about that. Think about that for just a minute. The president of the United States has led us to this point. Does it boggle the mind? It boggles my mind right now to think, to witness, to be alive in an era where you elect an African-American or black man, as I prefer, black, to the presidency of the United States, and he goes out and divides the nation on purpose between us versus them. This guy does not deserve to be elected dog catcher. And yet, he is president of the United States, and then there are those who are seeking to have him reelected. Instead of reelecting this clown, he should be impeached. He should be impeached for inciting violence. He should be impeached for dividing the nation on purpose to suit his own ends. Does anybody not agree with that? If you don't agree, if you don't agree that Barack Obama should be gone first thing next November, call in and tell me why. 347-884-8500. This guy has put America on a collision course for destruction. We are indeed on the eve of destruction in the United States of America, thanks to the President of the United States of America? Who would have thought? Did anybody get it? It's almost funny. And Southern Sense writes in the chat room, Obozo has orchestrated the Occupy movement through Van Jones, MoveOn.org, and others to deflect from his scandals. Well, you're exactly right, Southern, but there won't be any deflection. Because this movement, once it starts getting further and further out of hand, is going to destroy President Obama. It's going to destroy him, and he's going to go down in history as the president who, unlike Lincoln, sought to fight to keep the nation together. He's going to go down as the president who destroyed, who attempted to destroy this country. You liberals out there elected a black man to the presidency only to see him attempt to destroy it. He is a subversive. The guy is coming to office and attempted to destroy the nation. Why isn't he impeached? Why isn't anyone talking about seriously impeaching this guy? Is there any high crime and misdemeanor other than attempting to destroy your own country from within? Hell, I'll go so far as to say the president is committing treason by attempting to destroy his own country. Oh, I'm not fooled by that whole farce about, well, he understands what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street movement. He understands their frustration. Because in my mind, that's just a nod and a wink. Carry on. You're doing my work for me. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm seeing here. I don't know, guys. Things are getting way out of hand. Way out of hand. And it's not getting any better anytime soon. So stay tuned to your local news. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Fox News, Fair and Balanced, and tune in to my man Glenn Beck on Glenn Beck TV. These are the places, the only places where you're going to get the truth. These are the only places where you're going to get the straight scoop. I mean the straight scoop. You know what? I did a little experiment earlier today. I watched ABC. I watched CNN. For as much as I could stand, as much as I could stomach without hurling all over the place, without becoming sick to my stomach. I even watched a little bit of MSNBC. Nobody's talking about the violence. Nobody's talking about the threat of violence. On any of these shows, the only place you're going to get this stuff is from Fox News and Glenn Beck TV, to my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, it's going to come to you. It's going to come to you, and it's going to come to you soon. It's going to come to a town near you, and pretty soon there's going to be lawlessness and a whole lot of anarchy. And this is what those folks want, because they know that the only way to get their way is to destroy this nation and start from the ground up. We've seen it all before. We've seen it all before, and it does not end well. We've seen it, as Billy wrote in the chat room, we've seen it with Nazi Germany. We've seen it with Mussolini. We've seen it throughout the ages, going back to antiquity, going way back, the Roman Empire. We've seen it. We've seen it as recently as the Cuban Revolution, or Cuban. Cuba is the way to pronounce that, but, you know, I don't really give a damn. The Cuban Revolution. It did not end well. They're not doing well over there. Is this what you guys want for your country? Is this what we voted for? Is this the hope and the change? How's it working out for you liberals right now? Because, frankly, it's not working out very well at all for anybody. The last thing we need is violence in the streets over money that's not theirs. It's all envy, wealth envy. Now, to say that we're not on the eve of destruction is to deny reality. Because over the course of this week, and I predict it right here and now, things are going to get a lot worse. The dogs are going to come out, the riot gear, and the pepper spray. And I'm going to love every minute of it, quite frankly, while being sad all at the same time. Now, I'd like to thank everybody who's been listening. Southern Sense is in the house. Billy, as always. Beach Bum, Blog Talk, Casanova Frankenstein. My main man, Alexander Solo. What a cool name. Oh, Marine Times, the newspaper, is in the house. Ned King, Republican Marine. Slim Jim's here. Wow. Oh, Swing Easy. A lot of people don't know that Swing Easy, it was the title of Frank Sinatra's 1954 album. It was nothing kinky going on there. It was explained to me. The Binary Prince is in the house. Slim Jim, it's good to see you. Hey, tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to really get into what this movement is really all about, what this Occupy Wall Street movement is all about. And I tell you what, tomorrow we're going to talk about how the violence has escalated.
Go on a shooting spree.
Yeah.
After being assigned to debrief soldiers who came back from the theater of war.
Good night, folks.
Telling him,
God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We're on the eve of destruction.
To kill,
good night.
But not for voting. You don't believe in war. But what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay great. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.